We talk about sustainability on a monthly basis. Glad that we are speaking with you this morning, manager with the City of Muskegon, Frank Peterson. Great news to share and more. Good morning to you, Frank.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. All right, talk about your role in the organization, if you would. A little bit of your history, and what are you doing?
Yeah, sure. So I'm the city manager here in Muskegon. Been the city manager for about 4.5 years. And I think a lot of folks probably have a pretty good understanding of city manager as a whole, but essentially I'm the person that the city commission hires to kind of oversee the globally the day-to-day operations here in Muskegon in the organization and help them make, you know, key decisions, you know, to guide Muskegon into the future.
Great. Our topic today, congratulations, the 2018 Strong Town winner. We'll talk all about that, but I also want to focus on Muskegon. Do you have stats on your population, your size, perhaps the Muskegon Lake relationship, Frank?
Oh, yeah, sure. So our city is about 39,000 people. So in Muskegon County, we're the largest city. We're the county seat. So from a size standpoint, it's about 18 square miles, and really about 4 miles of that square miles of that is Muskegon Lake, which is a big component of our local economy. You know, it's over the years, it's driven our economy, whether it be from the timber industry, you know, from a century or more ago to the industrial ages, you know, of the 20th century. Now what we're seeing as, you know, tourism and residential and mixed uses being built on the lakefront. So it's been a huge part of our economy for the entire existence of Muskegon.
Awesome. What's the structure of your government?
Sure. Well, we're a council manager government, which you'll probably see is the case with a lot of cities in Michigan. So the city commission in my situation, they're the policy board, and they hire a manager, in this case me, to kind of, again, oversee the day-to-day operations of the city and help them with their policy making decisions.
And bring me to the downtown business district. If you have to define this, what would you say?
Oh, geez. I would say that a lot of people around here probably define it in a lot of different ways. You know, it's kind of like a little bit of a blurred line, and you might find that in other cities as well. So some see downtown Muskegon as kind of Western Avenue and the adjacent streets kind of as a formal downtown. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, myself included, you know, when they think of downtown, they include the lakeshore that's adjacent to, you know, Seaway Drive. They think of the Watermark and Fricano's and stuff like that, that's kind of on the far west side of downtown. And then obviously the neighborhoods like Nelson neighborhood and Nims and Jackson Hill that kind of surround, you know, the proper downtown. So we do have a pretty large downtown area. If you were to look at our downtown development district, for example, it'd be a lot larger than what people would say when they walk down Western Avenue, thinking Western and Clay were the downtown.
Well, you know, I want to talk more about the 2018 Strong Town winnings, but before we get there, Frank, what's it take to have a thriving, sustainable city, and maybe a challenge or two?
Yeah, so, you know, from our standpoint, we've kind of been talking about sustainability and, you know, and not as much as in, you know, the green state. You know, we're all trying to do our best for the environment, but from a sustainability standpoint, we look at are the investments we're making in our community building a community that will be here, you know, for many years to come, and the investments we're making, are they going to be here for the long term, and will people use them and enjoy them and, you know, get value out of them? And so, you know, for probably the last 3.5 to 4 years, we've put our focus almost entirely on what I would call quality of life. So we think that to make Muskegon sustainable is to build the community in a way that it provides people with the very best quality of life, you know, for the right dollars, if you want to say that. So the best value of quality of life. And in a lot of ways, that's doing small incremental things that don't cost a lot of money to kind of prep the city for, you know, for those larger, you know, larger investments. But, you know, when you look at it from a sustainability standpoint, and I think we do a good job of this, is we make those small investments to make sure that what we think is going to work here will actually work before we make the major investment, you know, to make something more permanent. But from a sustainability standpoint, strictly in the downtown, you know, we've focused a lot of things on, for example, we know people want to live here, but we know the easy thing is to get people to live here by just building apartment buildings, for example. But we know long-term sustainability, there needs to be a mix of uses. So when we build an apartment building, for example, we require the owner to put in retail, to put in restaurants, to put in, you know, things for people to do other than just live, because we know that over the long term, that's what's going to be sustainable here in the community. Even though it makes it a little bit harder to do today, we know that, you know, 20 years from now, we'll look back, and if we didn't build those things into our infrastructure, we would have a hard time being sustainable and a hard time over long term attracting people to spend money and live in our community. So from a sustainability standpoint, I would say that we really focus on what will be in the long term best interest of the community. And that sometimes includes cost, and sometimes it includes, you know, just doing things, you know, the right way. And I think that's what the Strong Towns folks and the voters liked about the things that we're doing around here, is that we are paying attention to those sort of things.
Awesome. Frank Peterson with us, manager with the City of Muskegon. Describe some public-private partnerships that have happened, Frank.
Oh, sure. So we've had, you know, one thing about Muskegon and probably a lot of communities in West Michigan are that the communities themselves seem to be pretty engaged with the private sector. So, for example, here in Muskegon, one of the big ones that people point to as a large scale positive public private partnership would be the farmers market that was built downtown. Essentially, that was built, you know, with private sector, you know, donations and investments and things like that, on land that the private sector owned, and it was essentially given to the city because the you know, the private and the public, you know, components came together and said, we really need this at a time where the city didn't have resources to build it. And so I think you ended up seeing a lot of people that had the means to invest, and it, what it turned out to be was probably one of the most significant investments in downtown Muskegon in a long time. But there are other ones too. So the Western Market, which we seem to get a lot of kudos for over the last year, which is a kind of a small pop-up retail chalets on Western Avenue. Again, that was funded, you know, in a joint effort between the city and the Chamber of Commerce and the Community Foundation and a couple of other organizations like Arconic that came together and saw a need and wanted to invest in it and make sure it happened down there. But we're also seeing it in some of our larger developments like Lakeview Lofts, which is a six-story building that's going up downtown where the city came in and acted as a piece of gap financing for the developer. At the same time, the Community Foundation came in and did the same thing, and a group of local investors did as well. Because we see the value and the investments, right? But we know that a lot of them are hard to do on their own. Government can't do them by themselves, and the private sector is having a hard time justifying doing them by themselves.
Let's get into the topic at hand, this 2018 Strong Town winner. How did this recognition happen?
You know, I'll give credit to the Chamber of Commerce who put the application in, you know, on behalf of the city, because they recognized, I think, a lot of things that are happening, you know, here at the government level and at the private sector level, and they put an application in, you know, to Strong Towns, and initially they did their screening process and they accepted us as an applicant and put us into their original, you know, the initial pool, I guess you would say, and they kind of ran it almost like a you know, March Madness type of bracket where they pitted, you know, cities against one another and we were asked to do different things and demonstrate how we were Strong Towns. But I would say I think the things that grabbed, you know, the Strong Towns folks' attention and cause us to get a little bit of recognition, where I think the way that we've focused on doing, you know, small or low cost, you know, investments that have a high impact, you know, and they could be things like the Western Market or the Farmers Market, or bringing shopper docks downtown to kind of, you know, bring the lake into the downtown and boaters into shop in downtown, and frankly the Chamber of Commerce efforts to get cruise ships into Muskegon to bring something unique for people to come in and enjoy in Muskegon. And I think, you know, those types of activities and seeing the different components of government and private sector working together on those and then the ultimate impact they had for such a small cost to the taxpayers were the things that Strong Towns, you know, really I don't want to say latched onto, but really grabbed a hold of and recognized as best practices in creating a strong, sustainable town.
All right, a couple minutes left. Frank, what does it mean to Muskegon to be recognized as the 2018 Strongest Town winner?
Well, one thing I think it helps, you know, when we go back to the City Commission and we talk about wanting to make investments that some folks that kind of don't understand, you know, planning and local government investment, you know, they question, you know, they say, why are you building pop-up shops downtown instead of hiring more firemen or buying a new fire truck or things like that? But I think the contest helped validate, you know, that thinking that said, you know, hey, you know, we need to build a desirable, sustainable community, and that needs to be at the foundation of all of our decision making. And then when you look at the strong towns going forward, what does that mean for our community? I think, you know, as the winner, you know, we'll get access to the strong towns organization, the personnel, the people there that are leading kind of that charge. They'll spend some time in our city. They'll look at the things that we're doing. They'll provide us feedback on how we can, A, do them better, things that we can add to it, and things that we can change so that we can become an even stronger town. And I think that's the big thing about it. People ask the question, so did you win a prize? Did you win something? Did you win money? Was there something that you won? And for us, it was A, about validating the things that we thought were important all along and helping get the community on board with why those things are important to do over the long term. And then also bringing in those experts from Strong Towns to help us kind of get over that hump and make sure that we continue to do things the right way.
Awesome. How do we find more information, about you and your good city of Muskegon?
Well, there are a number of websites out there. I think that's where people get most of their information nowadays. I would say the best thing to do is to hop in a car and come on down to Muskegon and enjoy some time here and see our festivals and see our museums and see our the activity that's happening on the street. But if, you know, you're not up for a drive, you know, you can check us out at watchmuskegon.org or you can check us out at shorelinecity.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Frank Peterson. Take care.
Thank you.